Democratic Senator Paul Wellstone was killed in a plane crash today, along with his wife and daughter, three staff members, and two pilots. Wellstone was 58 years old. The twin-engine plane went down in freezing rain and light snow in northern Minnesota. Senator Wellstone's death was confirmed this afternoon by his chief of staff, Colin McGinnis.
The Department of Transportation has confirmed that the identification number on the tail of the plane that went down southeast of Eveleth, Minnesota, matched the serial number of Senator Wellstone's plane. The reports are that there were no survivors.
Wellstone was a leading liberal in the Senate and was in a tight race against Republican Norm Coleman. Joining us now to talk about Paul Wellstone is NPR's David Wellner. David, ironically, you just returned last night from covering Senator Wellstone in Minnesota. First of all, what happened today? What do we know thus far?
Well, we don't know many details about what happened. As you said, the plane went down outside the Eveleth, Virginia airport in northern Minnesota, about 175 miles north. There was bad weather going on at the time. It appeared to be an instrument landing, and the plane crashed 2 miles short of the runway. And as you said, there were no survivors. Wellstone had gone up there to attend the funeral of a state representative, and Ted Kennedy had gone out to campaign with Wellstone today, and he was in the Twin Cities area, so Wellstone had broken away from him to do that.
And there were several staff members on board this plane as well, and his wife, of course, and daughter.
Yes, indeed.
David, you are from Minnesota. You were there until last night, and you've known the senator personally from college days, I guess.
Yes, I was a student at Carleton College in the 1970s when Paul Wellstone was a professor of political science there. He was, I guess maybe you might call him a professor of political activism when he was there. He had a real struggle at the college trying to get tenure because the board thought that he was way too radical for Carleton. He taught a course called Social Movements and Grassroots Organizing, and I think that reflected the kind of person he was, and he led protests against the Hormel meatpacking plant that makes Spam. He got arrested outside a bank for protesting their foreclosing family farms. He was an activist as well as an academic.
This year was a close year, the third term he said that he'd never run for. It's been neck and neck. What do you think this means for that race now?
Well, Wellstone, in the last few days, had actually been looking better in the polls. The last one that came out had him 47 to 41 against Coleman. This was after he cast a vote against the Iraq resolution, the only member of Congress in a tight race to do so.
And, of course, he began his career in the Senate by casting a vote against the war in Iraq in 1991.
Yes, exactly. I should say the only member of the Senate to do so in a tight race. And he had been getting a lot more money since then, and his campaign was very optimistic about his prospects.
And now, who might take his place?
That's not clear. State officials in Minnesota are still researching what will happen and whether his name will even remain on the ballot on November 5th. The state law lets the governor fill a vacant Senate seat. That's Governor Jesse Ventura. But it also allows the party to name a replacement in the death of a nominee. So there's a bit of uncertainty about what is going to happen next.
It's a sad thing to consider, we should say, but it is. It is going to need that kind of consideration.
Indeed. This race was key for Democrats for keeping their one-seat majority in the Senate, and it is going to be fought out to keep that advantage. We'll see who they come up with to replace Wellstone.
Thanks very much. NPR's David Wellner.
You're welcome.